Okay, so welcome to the universe again. I'm Rick Walton, I'm Cricket Man Wales, and today I'm going to have a chat with my new pal, Matt Thompson, who has fairly recently, and I mean, I'm thinking a few months, been appointed as Talent Programme Manager for Cricket Wales. That sounds like a bit of a sort of 2018 kind of name for a job, mate, and I don't mean that in a cynical kind of way. Can you tell us a bit about that, and most particularly, how you finished up there? What's the backstory, please, on that?
Sure, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? The job title itself. I guess from where I've come from, obviously, 26 years old.
Yeah.
Kind of been coaching the best part of 10 years, even as a teenager. So reasonably new still to, or you would say reasonably young still, kind of to coaching compared to some.
Spookily so, mate. Actually, but go on.
Coaching was always a fascination. Come to the university, up here actually, in Cardiff.
Okay.
Two stints at Millfield School. Some more work at the university, coaching, and then on an academic front as well. So. Lots going on that's led me to here really, and almost full circle back to being based in Cardiff full time.
Great. You've been slightly modest about your average Joe doesn't walk straight into Millfield. I'm not saying you walk straight into Millfield, but you know what I mean? That's a fairly impressive lump of things on your CV. Mm. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that? How did you get to Millfield, for example? And what was your role there? Because just to fill in that backstory a bit more.
Yeah, I went to Millfield straight after university, actually. It was one of the, I guess you'd call it one of the typical graduate roles that are kind of the trend these days.
Right.
That was back 2013, I think. And that was kind of encompassing all sport, cricket obviously being the specialism.
Right.
And circumstances as they were, it ended up being largely way more towards the cricket side of it than was anticipated. A member of staff was obviously out of action for quite a period, so it was ended up being pushed pretty firmly down the coaching route more than I had anticipated.
Okay.
Super team down there, learnt an incredible amount in a reasonably short space of time down there.
So that's quite interesting because lots of us can't, I mean, you clearly haven't finished up this way entirely by accident, but there's a certain amount of fate or accident or whatever that funneled you towards the cricket thing, am I right?
Yeah, coaching was always something that I loved even as a youngster playing, I guess.
Right.
So I always had that kind of interest in it, and I guess I was always 50-50 between kind of the PE route or the coaching route, really. So that year, that initial first stint at Millfield really kind of opened my eyes to the, I really kind of fell in love with the coaching aspect side of it, and that interest really kind of took hold even more than it maybe had done before then, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were coaching age 12 to 17 or something like that, came. Is that the age group we're talking about?
Really. Tom Moores was there in our first year, George Hankins.
Okay.
So kind of having the luxury to work with some of those guys who are kind of right at the top end, and then the other side of the spectrum, guys and girls that are, just starting out really. So
right.
The whole spectrum, which was nice. And as I say, the big draw for me, certainly in the first, the first instance there was seeing obviously the facilities and the things down there, but the attention to detail and the quality of some of the practitioners down there is, was second to none really.
Okay, great. So bringing that forward then to the Cricket Wales role, tell us a little bit about how you understand that role. What is it that you're responsible for, really?
It's pretty broad. So essentially all the county age group stuff that runs at the moment, players, coaches, the setup of how that runs and how that works on a day-to-day basis, I guess, throughout the summer and the winter. Regional cricket, I believe, comes under myself. So kind of delving in at the moment in the short period I've been here is kind of looking at how regional cricket works, how it operates.
Yeah.
With a view to maybe making that a little bit better going forward.
Okay.
Coach Ed is a strand to it, probably not directly, but also trying to upskill our coaches to a point, working closely with Paul Morgan, who's our Coach Ed lead, to kind of impact things from that angle.
Yeah, okay.
And then obviously the clubs don't again come directly under it, but there's a realization and an understanding that kind of feeds the pathway to a point. So
right,
it's pretty broad, it's pretty all encompassing, but specifically,
and it is full time, yes,
it is, yeah,
yeah,
sure. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So when you walked in the door, as it were, what were the you know, the issues or challenges that kind of went, going, this must be done, what felt most urgent? Is that a fair question? Or what was staring at and you thought straight away, okay, let's have a little look at this.
I think generally, probably, just basic communication and things like that.
Okay. Between?
Between parents and players and us as an organisation on a performance level.
Okay.
Quite a lot of feedback in initial kind of first month, going around speaking to parents and being around the boundary and things like that. When you tend to have the same conversation kind of 20, 25 times and the same things come up.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know, every single time, it gives you a flavour of maybe where things have maybe fallen down in the last couple of years.
Right.
And communication is one of those, I think. Just
right.
Parents and players feeling part of the process, feeling like they know and understand what it is that they are part of and what we're trying to do with them. And also make them feel a little bit part of the journey as well, which maybe that's an area that potentially we could have or can still improve massively going forward.
Okay, yeah, good. Beyond that, other things that are on the to-do, I mean, lots of thousands of things I'm sure on the to-do list, but that, you know, that you feel like you need to address in the fairly near future. Anything?
Obviously, we've made some structural changes going forward for the coming winter, so I'd say that's in and around some of those changes are some bits on the to-do list straight away.
Okay.
In trying to equip our youngsters with the best foundation possible, I guess, if you like, for when they grow and as they develop and get older. So some structural bits around that. I think, again, just building some really strong relationships, you know, across both the Cricket Wales organisation, people that are associated with Cricket Wales, but also, as I say, the parents and the players and the coaches that are around, you know, kind of every pocket of the country, I guess.
Sure.
Because
That's
all right. Try and build kind of get everyone back on the same page, I think. I think everybody, a lot of very well-intentioned people, just potentially doing their own, what they feel is best, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just trying to bring a little bit of that together, so that everybody's kind of on the same page with where are we going, what are we trying to do, and how are we going to go about getting there.
Fine, yeah. So structural kind of strategic stuff, because to be clear, clearly you are a fine coach, young man, I get that totally, but actually your role isn't essentially about coaching, although, you know, well, you tell me, how much coaching?
None so far is the honest answer.
Right.
The intention is certainly to get involved.
Yeah.
I very much intend to be kind of on the ground as the winter kicks off and you know, in amongst it, in the thick of it, helping our coaches, supporting our coaches.
Are we talking with regional teams or more with the national age groups, or, you know, is that clearly that'd be a function of time, your availability and stuff, but what do you think on that?
Essentially a bit of both.
Okay.
The intention is to widen the pool a little bit wider than maybe what we have done in the past, so, you know, our structure would look to hopefully tick a little bit of both boxes from regional cricket and from kind of a national standpoint, so a little bit of everything. I'm by no means would pretend to have all the answers in coaching, so as much as it might be that people want to learn a few bits maybe from myself, I'm sure there's people out there, and you know, there's been evidence of that this summer already, that, you know, there's a load of really good stuff going on anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know, that we can all, you know, learn from, share off and bounce ideas around. So
yeah. I'm feeling like we should kind of both concede at this point that we are Cricket Wales employees. And I think, you know, I'm absolutely open about this. I'm really proud to work for Cricket Wales, and I really genuinely think there's lots of great people here, very talented people here. However, there is a sort of debate inevitably about whether or not Cricket Wales should be running the player pathway, which I'd like to talk about.
Mm.
Want to say anything about that at all? And again, I would forgive you entirely for a sort of diplomatic silence on this.
Yeah.
Where do you think that situation is at the moment?
Mm.
How, in what way, are you going to kind of drive that forward? I know we've covered some of that, but
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's an interesting topic at the moment. Obviously, it was going on before I actually came into post, so I've kind of been given the brought up to speed, if that's the right phrase to use.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be fair to kind of go into it too much now around that, but Cricket Peter, who I directly report to from a Cricket Wales point of view, has been fantastic with me in supporting me as I come into the role.
Yeah.
Hugh and Rich over at Glamorgan have equally been really supportive, and I feel that relationship has started off really, really well. It's really clear, without getting kind of into the politics side of it too much,
yeah,
it's really
sure.
clear that both Glamorgan and Cricket Wales, you've got, and Sport Wales to a degree, you've got, two, three organisations there that are very passionate around what they feel is best for Welsh cricket.
Yeah. I'm well equipped.
Without that sounding like I'm sitting on the fence too.
Yeah, no, I accept that. Absolutely, yeah.
That can only, in lots of ways, be a good thing.
Yeah.
Whatever way we are set up going forward, I guess, that'll take its course. And as long as that ambition, across all the organisations remains the same, which I'm sure it will, then, we move on, really.
Yeah, okay. So on that theme, changes, possible changes in the pipeline in terms of strategy, again, is probably the best word, I would think.
Yeah.
Your talent development programme, can you share a bit of what that specifically might look like? How is it going to work in the next couple of years or whatever?
It depends how long you got it. I think,
as long as you want.
Structurally, I think we have made a few changes, and some of that is the challenge for us is going to be educating players, parents, coaches in some areas around some of this, because it's something that is a little bit different in some areas. Not every county has gone down this route. Some have, and some are further ahead than others. But I think we're going down a direction where we're trying to, as I say, equip our youngsters with a stronger skill set at the earlier ages.
Okay.
And what that means is that probably at the moment we are maybe not maximising the learning opportunities that we could be.
Okay.
An example of that might be, are we playing too much at under-11s, under-12s, under-10s, under-11s, under-12s? And maybe...
At
national level,
yeah.
Actually, there's not a 10s at the moment, but there's an 11s and 12s. That's something that isn't going to feature barely at all going forward. And the thinking behind that, essentially, as I say, is, are we really maximising the learning opportunities for our youngsters? Are they hitting enough balls? When they're 11, 12 years old, are they bowling enough balls? Are they catching enough balls?
Okay.
Records and stats would argue maybe not compared to some.
Right.
We're probably spending a few too many hours probably sat in a car driving back and forth to fixtures, or we're actually on the side of the game, having been bowled out fourth ball of the game and inactive for the rest of the game. Are we actually losing opportunities to get better at that age?
Okay. So a précis of that might be that quite sometimes matches ain't the best way forward. Yes,
They are. I think we always learn by playing.
I
wouldn't be an advocator against that.
No.
Playing is important. I've been through a pathway from a 10-year-old, so I can certainly vouch for that. But I think we're probably our basic skill sets from a technical point of view, from an athletic point of view, aren't good enough at the moment, and I think that's just the blunt reality of where we are. And that's not just us here in Wales, I think. I think that's something that's pretty endemic across England and Wales, to be fair.
Right. So with this, again, sticking to that kind of strategic thing, what are you most excited about bringing to this? Or, I'm hearing that you want to actually be directing this in a different way, maybe. Is there anything in particular that is, kind of lighting, floating your boat because you think it'll make a dramatic difference in some kind of a way?
Yeah, I guess from the strategic angle, I think the exciting thing for me is seeing, certainly from the very bottom, so for next year, the lads that are coming in at the very start of this.
Yeah.
For me, I'm really excited to see. I've been lucky enough to see where kind of the level is this year, having kind of walked into it just before the start of the summer. The exciting thing for me is to kind of see how that progression and development starts to look at the end, if we were to have this conversation next year and then the year after, in that long-term type view, and really start to see a difference in, these were comfortably ahead of the last group because of this and this. The athletic development does play a massive part in that, which is something I think is quite undervalued.
Okay.
So that would be a specific part of our programme going forward I'm quite excited about.
Right.
And then aside from that, as I say, the technical element where we are actually giving our lads more opportunity to do things, both in the summer and the winter. we start to see some pretty big strides.
Great. So again, with the on the coaching thing, because it would appear that you are going to not dip your toe in. That sounds kind of patronising, whatever. You are looking to do some coaching over time, but other things, you know, are ahead of that, if you like. Yeah. Give me a little bit of flavour of what Matt Thompson's coaching philosophy. I know that's a very loose one, but might be about, or you know, where's it come from? Who's it? Who's mentored you or inspired you? And put particular ideas that you feel, we've got to go there. Who's done that for you?
At the risk of making his head expand, I'd probably go, obviously, Mark Galloway down at Millfield was, you know, the reason why I went back the second time, if I'm being honest.
Right.
As I say, I learned an incredible amount in that first stint, straight out of university, and
right.
I wanted to go back to that place where you are picking stuff up every single day, both technically, tactically. You're picking up how to deal with it all, all different encompassing type of issues in that type of environment. And you know, he would be one of the best, certainly, that I've come across from a coaching point of view.
Right.
And as I say, and the opportunity to work with players down there as well is again a huge opportunity. You are coaching, you know, 12, 14-hour days, which is fantastic, and you are properly in the thick of it, and your knowledge is probably being accelerated there than maybe a lot of other environments, if that makes sense.
Both, yeah, absolutely.
Probably for the players as well, as much as us coaches.
Because that's intense, and that's a huge period in which to be kind of focused and attentive.
So, you know, so that was a fantastic experience. So he would certainly be one in terms of people that have maybe shaped my philosophy to a point, and certainly been a massive contributor to upskilling my coaching knowledge would be one I'd say thanks very much for.
Good man. So coming to playing, because you are spookily 26, and you are still playing to a high level, but I don't know much about your playing career, mate. Sorry to confess that one, but
that's right.
So tell us a little bit about that, and also, again, I like this idea. Come on, what is it that we love about this game? You know, I don't tell us if it's batting or bowling or fielding or whatever it is for you, and also a little bit, if you would. Where have you played? Where are you playing now?
Okay. Keeper batter myself. So okay. Crazy, some probably would say, and different breed in some ways.
Are you a chirper behind the sticks?
Probably as a 13-year-old kid, probably. But
less so now.
Probably when you realise that if you drop one, you actually need to be quiet. Probably not so much anymore. keeper batter. For what it's worth, not a Welshman by heart. Adopted Welshman. I'm from Devon originally, so
yeah.
Torquay was my home club as a kid.
Okay.
First club I ever went to was probably as a keen 6-year-old, and only left about 3 years ago. So
right.
Yeah, you know, having that affiliation to a club, going through all that process you do as a kid, you know, and having that affinity with the clubs, obviously, I guess going back to philosophy, loyalty, and you know, really playing cricket for the right reasons and making it mean something for you is
okay.
You know,
Where are you playing now?
So up here, third season with St Fagans.
Okay.
So they've been fantastic with me. Really, they've been great in making me feel very welcome and seem to have fitted in reasonably well in 3 years. And obviously still try and play a little bit of minor counties cricket as and when, which isn't as much as it maybe used to be. But
and will that get less, that opportunity to play less, do you think?
Possibly. Okay. When you're surrounded by kind of cricket 24/7, you know, you don't always get up for it from a playing point of view as you used to.
And there's a threat of being are you actually married? Or I've seen social media stuff, I should be clear on this.
Give it another year or two, and we probably will be married. But in the process of organising one at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Something was occurring on that front.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Fantastic. So, ambitions then. Actually, no, can we come back specifically, you know, you've said wicket keeper bat, but are there moments that have been just magic moments for you, or are them, you know, on a weekly basis because you love batting, you love cover drive or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And or are there any other epic, hilarious, or, you know, in some ways kind of profound or fabulous moments that you kind of light you up still when you think about them?
Tough question. I think at the risk of going kind of too deep into this, my motivations, and I guess I get excited around outwitting opponents, if that's the right word to use.
Yeah.
And being organised, being tactically astute, being one step ahead of the game in lots of ways. I actually don't, this might sound a strange comment, I don't find winning is not why I play the game. I probably, if we win a game, I don't get too excited about winning.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm with you.
I get more satisfaction out of not losing. And there's a subtle difference in there. The not losing, for me, it's, you know, we've not allowed the opponent to outwit us. We've been clever enough to either be on the same keel or be, you know, hopefully more often than not ahead of them. Whereas winning, for me, I guess, well, you've done your job. That's what you should be doing. And that, you know, winning confirms that, I guess.
Okay, and just coming back to the keeping thing, because, you know, clearly keepers are very central and very influential in the game. Is that something that, you know, were you drawn to that or stay with that because of that involvement non-stop, do you think? Or is it just a gift that you have?
Come on, ironic story. I think I first got keeping because it on the face of it looked like it involved less running.
Right.
I saw someone said, "Do you want to be a keeper?" I was like, "Yeah, that doesn't mean running after the ball. Yeah, I'll put my hands up." And I think I got about 4 stumpings in that first game, and it kind of all kicked off from there. So, Chris Reed was my kind of role model, if you like. He went to the same school down in Torquay that I did. Albeit, unfortunately, didn't play for Torquay. He played for Paignton, but you know, he was my idol growing up. I was lucky enough to play with him for 2 3-day games last year for Devon, actually, which was slightly surreal and nice. But that's kind of staying behind, just doing your job well, but without needing to kind of be at the forefront of the show. That's something he did really, really well, and that's something that I guess resonates quite a bit.
And pretty much lastly, I think, ambitions. I'm thinking in terms specifically, let's start with the Cricket Wales role.
Sure.
What is it that you'd like to affect, or, you know, what would you like to change or develop in the next period, if anything?
I'd like to leave a mark on Welsh cricket, obviously, for hugely positive reasons. I think anyone that is, you know, I'm very aware, obviously, that blessed John, you know, was in this role previously. I think anyone that is lucky enough to kind of be in my position here is, you're kidding yourselves if you're trying to replace him, because I think he's irreplaceable.
This is John Derrick, for those people who don't know, and yeah, we might get a bit misty-eyed about this one, because John was a fabulous human. Great man.
And a wonderful coach. I only knew him a little bit.
Well, I didn't know him as well as many, but I'm putting that out there, because, much missed, fantastic, wonderful influencer of things, you know, in a great way, so we do miss him.
Yeah, but, I feel like if I can, you know, even get close to kind of the impact that he had, you know, and who knows what the next couple of years has in store. But I think if we can, you know, do a lot of the right things, as I say, John was a super bloke, his values were very strong, and I think our values are pretty good in and around the setup at the moment. I think I think the strides we can make collectively across the board in terms of the way we operate. You know, and as I say, in a couple of years' time, if we can look back or longer, whether it's 5, 10 years, 2 years, whatever it is, and really look back as this was a really strong period for us that we, you know, we kind of got ourselves ahead of the game and put ourselves on the map. I'll look back with that with a bit of satisfaction.
Probably. Brilliant. And finally, again, it's a slightly unfair one, but just in terms of ambition, because you are a young bloke and you've done a huge amount of, you know, frankly, pretty impressive stuff already. Thinking beyond any stage, and I'm not in any way going to, you know, be suggestive that Cricket Wales isn't fabulous enough for anybody. I don't mean that, but anything you'd like to share with us on that? And if not, fair enough.
My aspiration is a good one. I think, you know, I always wanted to be, at the risk of sounding like most of our youngsters, I always wanted to be the professional cricketer, I guess, and got reasonably close to that, but not quite. So the ambition was always to be involved in the professional game, to some degree. You know, I still hold that ambition, so you know, that would be as long term as I see. I'm very aware, you know, as I say, I haven't having not had that first class kind of background, the route for me is slightly different one maybe compared to some who have been through there.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully that's not a barrier. That's something that, you know, that people look at as maybe something different. But I think at this current time, I think all I can do is try and give each role, you know, the proper work and dedication it deserves, and see where that goes, really. Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, look, on that bombshell, I will say thank you, young man.
That's all right, no problem, thank you.
Ideas on many things, and believe me, we wish you well. I'm sure you'll do an absolutely outstanding job.
Oh, many thanks.
All the best, Chief. Thank you.